Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
To the German people, who is Father Christmas?
Father Christmas is a vagabond, bent by age, bereft of companionship. His only friend, a pine stick. Severed from its roots, slowly desiccating, forever a burden, like children.
Okay, but just to be clear, Germans love him, right?
Yes. As bleak winter descends like a shroud over Germany, his meager gifts are the only distraction from the hovering darkness. The wolf of oblivion, forever licking at our doors with his eternal tongue, until we become too weak to fight and lie down to be taken by the cold embrace of the snow. Would you care for a candied cane?
Oh, well, thank you very much. That's nice.
It represents the emotional crutch of the season's empty frivolity. Each gift, a grim foreboding of the final box in which we will all be wrapped. A gift only to the worms.
That's about all we have time for. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Oh, look. We are under the mistletoe.
Yes, I see that we are.
Its berries are a deadly poison. Like hope.
All right, Merry Christmas, Mr. Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining me.
From the little brick building on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in between Andy's Deli and Lido Banquets, and just a kolachki's throw away from the Polish capital of the Western Hemisphere, it's The Mike Novak Show, the country's best deep green gardening and environment program. Heard every week and broadcast from the studios of WCPT, AM and FM Chicago.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. And true currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of The Mike Novak Show is sponsored by Locally Laid Egg Company, because local chicks are better. Go to locallylaid.com. And by Attack of the Killer Asparagus, the funniest book about gardening you will ever read. Go to aroundtheblockpress.com. He didn't invent the word green, he just copyrighted it, which means that every time you use the word green, you owe him a nickel. Here he is. Mike Novak.
All right, get ready. All together now. 3, 2, 1.
One more time.
I figured if you were going to be late on it, I was going to be late on it too.
Oh, I was trying to switch it up and everything.
That's right, and I switched you up. There you go.
Oh, man, always one step ahead of me.
Yeah, always. Always. Wow, it's the holiday show. How about that?
All right.
Are you ready for the big presentation in the second hour?
Honestly, or what do you want me to say?
You go, yeah, wow, that's going to be so cool.
So ready, so prepared.
You just so don't care, do
I've
you?
I've just been living, eating, breathing this script,
I
Mike.
All three of your lines?
Yeah, you know, man, I lived as man for a while, and then I inhabited Harry.
Man on the street, really, or, yeah, the yeah. young Harry, and then, are you ready to give George his toast at the end?
I had to really, like, struggle between the role of young Harry and older Harry, and, like, you know, that...
What happens in between, right?
Due
yeah.
to my voice and my performance.
Exactly.
You know, the visual performance, too, because even though the audience isn't going to be here to see it, they're still going to, you know, you want to, you know, put that oomph into it.
You're getting into the right spirit of this. The way to do this properly is completely overthink it.
Yes,
that's it. Just
exactly.
completely until
that's
it makes.
That's how I do everything.
No sense at all. So, okay, good. I'm glad you're ready.
All right.
It's going to be a cast of thousands here in the studio in the second hour for my annual presentation of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm truly looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great time. Now, and of course, we have folks coming in from Mighty House. Robbie Earhart, of course, Ron Cowgill and Rich Cowgill, all three. I mean, the whole crew is in the studio with us today. We have Scott Duff from Out Chicago, who's going to be here playing several roles. And if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net, go to this week's show, you can see the breakdown of who's going to be playing what in the second hour. And they'll all be here around 10 o'clock, and we'll get rolling. Now, you have to understand what my week was like. And by the way, I played this thing at the top of the show in honor of the now retired from the Colbert Report, Mr. Stephen Colbert. I had to have one. Yeah, it's not like I won't ever play Stephen Colbert again, but just amazing show. And when you look at, in terms of satire, television, political satire at the top, near the top of the list, certainly in the top three, whatever you consider your top three, certainly in the top echelon forever. I mean, the highlight of his career, in my opinion, was that the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, yeah.
In 2006, where, and I went back and looked at it the other day, there wasn't really a lot of laughter. I remember watching it the next day and going, oh, my God, what did he just do? It was brilliant and devastating and courageous. I think that was the most courageous comedic entertainment piece that I have seen in my life. How brave do you have to be to stand up there? And he hadn't been on his own show for very long at that point. So it was something. It was something. So kudos to you, Mr. Colbert, and I'm sure he'll be fabulous. I mean, the guy, what is it? He's one of these can do no wrong kind of guys. It's just amazing. So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but
No! I feel the same way. I just I just remember when I was a kid and I was just really angry and upset, like finding out how screwed up the world is.
Yeah,
you know, you watch the news for a little while and you get angry, but then you go and watch Colbert and you laugh. And I just really associate him so much with that, like on a personal level, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I love the idea that when you watched him. Start, you were a kid. And when I watched him, I was somewhere in middle age. Okay, so there's the difference.
You were already cynical.
I was already old and cynical. Okay, right, exactly.
You had already given up on life at that point.
So in a second, we'll get into the green room. The Green Divas are with us again today because we continue to announce that they are... you don't have to get them yet. It's quite all right. We'll do some other stuff here first. We'll have the Green Divas on in the first hour and a couple of things going on. I want to give a little holiday care information for your holiday plants. I have a little thing from a story, actually, about going back to the days of Theodore Roosevelt, which who came into the news this year because of Ken Burns, of course, and how he may or may not have banned Christmas trees in the White House. And it's kind of hard to determine whether he actually did that. And a few other things. And then, of course, in the second hour, it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. As I said, the Mighty House staff, we've got out Chicago, Scott Duff from there. Denny Sheeter will be here. You're going to be here. Carrie. And do I call her Morris or Daubin or whatever her last name is now? We'll find out. Rob Carthall as the with the most usually bizarre reading of Giuseppe Martini from a phone in a parking lot. This is literally somebody phoning in their part. Wait a second. I said this is literally somebody phoning in their part. Okay. See, I'll let, you know, any way that I can get somebody to participate, I'll do it. And I briefly have to say that earlier this week, those of you who are on Facebook know this already. You might notice I sound a little nasal. I got slammed. I got body slammed by the flu early in the week. And man, it was not fun. It was several days of just intense torture. Just not good. I haven't had the flu, and I think in decades. In decades. And I got my flu shot this year. So that really worked, didn't it? But of course, they said it didn't, wasn't, you know, you read the news reports now. But we didn't have the right virus in the shot.
Well, it is very complicated.
Yes, it is. It is.
And yeah, you can still get sick. It doesn't mean you shouldn't
take, you know, and for all those people out there who say, I never get a flu shot and I never get the flu, you know, fine.
But it's not for you.
Fine.
It's for the people who can't get vaccinated, like newborn babies. Because the more people who get vaccinated, the less likely that people who can't get vaccinated will get those diseases.
Wait. Explain that?
It's called herd immunity.
Herd immunity.
Yeah. Basically, I'm not prepared to give a lecture on this, but basically, like, the more people who get the shot,
yeah,
less the disease will spread.
Yeah, it's
true. And the
true
people like newborn babies who can't get shots will be less likely to get it. So it helps, even if you're not afraid of personally getting sick, it's a good thing to do for other people, basically.
Well, you mean getting a shot in general is
getting the flu vaccine.
I agree. Yeah. I'm saying that to the people who don't get it, I think you're
lucky.
Silly. You're lucky if you don't get it, and you're silly for not getting the shot. And those of you who go, well, I never get the shot. You know, this is what we call anecdotal evidence. It bears no resemblance to science.
Exactly.
You're living in a pipe dream, folks. It really does help to get a flu shot. And I saw a nurse on a report yesterday who said, well, they're saying that, you know, it might help 40%. She says, I'll take 40% over zero every single time.
Precisely. Yep.
So they do help. And then don't even get me started on the people who say that vaccinations are causing autism. That was debunked years ago. Don't even get started on that.
One fraudulent study.
Oh, my God. And all...
Like, I was, like, barred from... You know, science.
And all the yahoos come crawling out of the woodwork.
Oh, man.
And let's make the world safe for our babies by stopping the vaccinations. Oh, geez.
All I know is I'm glad I'm on this side of the booth today. I do not want to get that flu. They had signs up about it at the hospital.
I think I'm okay now. I'm feeling a whole lot better. So, I mean, but what in the throes of it, it was not fun.
That's fine. I'm glad you're feeling better. Please stay on that side of the glass, though.
Well, there's going to be a bunch of people in the studio here. Yeah. They might not show up at this point.
I'm going to put on some Howard Hughes rubber gloves and a mask.
And beard and long hair, okay?
Yep.
Okay, bye. There you go. There's the show. We should get rolling. So welcome to the Mike Novak Show. More in just a second.
Hi, I'm Peggy, and I've got great news about Natural Awakenings Chicago. We're now available throughout the city and suburbs, from Lake County to the Indiana state line. So if your sustainable business is anywhere in Lake or Cook County, we want you to be part of our magazine. Each month, more people turn to Natural Awakenings than any other magazine to help lead happier, healthier, and greener lives. If you own a green business or offer healthy living or wellness products and services, you should be working with our marketing team to get your message out to our targeted audience. Natural Awakenings is distributed in more than 1,000 Chicagoland locations, and our readers are looking for products and services just like yours. Join us, won't you? We're online at nachicagonorth.com. Call us today at 847-858-3697. That's 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings. Feel good. Live simply. Laugh more.
This is Mike Novak. Enjoy local food all winter long at Winter Farmers Markets, hosted by 15 different Chicago faith congregations on select Saturdays and Sundays from November through March. Your purchase of local sustainably produced food helps support regional farmers. The markets are organized by Faith in Place, a nonprofit that inspires people of diverse faiths to care for the earth through connection, education, and advocacy. Go to faithinplace.org and click on Winter Farmers Markets for a schedule and to learn more.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure, you're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545. Or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
It's time to step in the green room.
Life's a garden, dig it. You make it work for you.
All right, let's just dive right in here. One of the great websites in Illinois, if you're a gardener, is University of Illinois Extension. And I don't say that just because I'm a U of I Extension Master Gardener, which reminds me. Sarah, if you're listening, yes, I'm going to get all that information in by the end of the year. That's what we have to do as Master Gardeners. It's part of our requirement. We do volunteer work during the year. We do education. We have to take educational credits during the year. It's kind of like being a doctor or a lawyer. And then you got to fill out this report. And there are various things you're responsible for, and you got to get it all in. And it always makes the end of the year a lot of fun. But they have a great website. And part of the website is something called urbanext.illinois.edu. U-R-B-A-N, as in urban, E-X-T, as in extension, urbanext.illinois.edu. If you go there, there's some really cool stuff. And then it actually walks you through the year. Sites like Horde Answers, Vines, Composting for the Homeowner, Houseplants, Lawn Talk, Plant Clinic, Herb Gardening, Bulbs and More. And the ones that I'm looking at right now, there's one called Christmas Trees and More. And they talk about Christmas trees and great moments in Christmas trees, and it's kind of fun. Did you know that the first Christmas tree was in Riga, Latvia, in 1510? Now, I don't know how people know that, but the first printed reference to Christmas trees appeared in Germany in 1531, so it wasn't that long after. It was only 21 years later. And I wonder where that printed reference is. Besides evergreens, other types of trees such as cherry and hawthorns were used as Christmas trees in the past. So don't get stuck on evergreens.
I know people who create all kinds of different Christmas trees out of books, out of bottles, out of all kinds of things. And that might be a little more sustainable. Using small candles to light a Christmas tree dates back to the middle of the 17th century. Thomas Edison's assistant, Edward Johnson, came up the idea of electric lights for Christmas trees in 1882. Christmas tree lights were first mass-produced in 1890. Now, I'm trying to imagine what those first electric lights on Christmas trees were like. That must have been a little scary. In 1900, large stores started to erect big illuminated Christmas trees, and the tradition of an official Chicago Christmas tree was initiated in 1913 when one was first lit by Mayor Carter H. Harrison in Grant Park. The official Christmas tree tradition at Rockefeller Center began in 1933, so Chicago beat New York in this tradition by 20 years. So, for those of you who have a Second City complex, there you go. Now, something you need to know, and also from the site, and there's on the site, there's information on taking care of trees. And one of the things that's pointed out, and a lot of people have these ideas that you put some goofy stuff in the water so that it will make it last longer. I don't know if they talk about 7-Up and aspirin and all kinds of stuff. I don't know if it's aspirin, actually. Water is what works. Water. And the secret to that is if you get the key tree cut at the, and I know most of you have your trees already who are going to have them, so it's not like anybody's going to run out and do this. But if you get one today, wherever you get it, bring it home, cut it again. Put it immediately in the water so it can soak up that water and just use the water. And one thing I do want to remind people of, as I do every year, please recycle your Christmas tree. City of Chicago picks them up. Pretty much all municipalities do now. It's really easy. There's no reason to toss your Christmas tree into the alley. That's just silly. And if it's in my neighborhood, I will toss it right back into your backyard because I've become the Christmas tree vigilante. And you'll wonder why the Christmas tree is back in your backyard. See, I'm the cranky old neighbor who doesn't...
You're like the weird environmentalist version of the Grinch.
I am. Who throws the tree right back in there. Then I also, there's another site at the Illinois Extension Urban X. There is the poinsettia page. And let me point this out, because I love debunking this myth every year. First of all, the pronunciation of poinsettia. I say poinsettia. Actually, I say poinsettia. Well, we'll call them poinsettias because then we don't have that conflict between poinsettia and poinsettia. You don't care.
Tomato, tomato, man.
Yeah. Poinsettia. Poinsettias are not poisonous. A study at Ohio State University, which should please run Cowgill, showed that a 50-pound child would have to eat more than 500 leaves to have any harmful effect. That child would have to be very, very hungry as well. Poinsettia leaves also have an awful taste. Now, you might want to keep your pets from snacking on poinsettia leaves or poinsettia leaves. Eating the leaves can cause vomiting and diarrhea, but again, they're not going to kill anything unless you go nuts. There's certainly, obviously, you don't have to worry about your kids, and I don't know why people would eat them, unless you put a lot of sugar on them. Maybe you could choke them down then. And by the way, the showy colored parts of poinsettias that most people think of as flowers are actually colored bracts. They are modified leaves. So the things that look and have the bright colors, they're not the flowers. Those are the leaves. Those are bracts. B-R-A-C-T. You're looking at me funny.
Why is... I never knew there was a difference between a leaf and a brat. I don't... I've only ever heard the word brat applied to like...
Bract. Bract.
Brack?
B-R-A-C-T.
Is that like Klingon or something?
Glufbach. The colorful leaves are the Glufbach.
The Brach.
The Brach. I don't... They're just a different kind of leaf that responds to sunlight, turns color. The point being... It actually responds to the lack of sunlight. What causes them to bloom is when the sunlight is reduced in the fall, which is why you can get a poinsettia to bloom. We had the bract off on this show, what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, where we got folks who were listening to get their poinsettias to bloom. And I'm saying bloom using air quotes because... It's not the blooms they're trying to get. It's get the bracts to turn color. Some of them did it. And the way you do it is you have to reduce the light and be really religious about it. And the best way to do it is put it in a room that has natural light so that as the light reduces, it gets, and by the way, today being winter solstice is the lowest, we have the least amount of light sunlight of any day of the year. You just let it do it naturally. Now, the problem is you can interrupt it. That, you know, if you open a door, if you had it in a closet or something, and then you open the door and a little light spills in, that hurts that process. So very interesting stuff. So there you go. All right, one more thing. I told you I was going to tell you a little bit about this story. I'll very quickly. President Roosevelt... himself was on record as opposing destructive lumbering practice, though he doesn't appear to have singled out the practice of harvesting Christmas trees, according to this article. Well, now I'm not going to have the attribution here. Printed it up on my printer, and I don't see the attribution on it. Well, that's a shame. The attribution will not exist on this show at this moment.
Anonymous.
Okay. Anonymous wrote it. Thank you. A few contemporary news articles claim that family tradition held that Roosevelt's never had one. Undeterred, each year the press enjoyed speculating about whether the family would have a tree. It was expected that Roosevelt, the father of five children, would have a tree in the White House. What happened in 1902 made the news, however, and soon passed into legend. This much we know for certain. In 1901, the Roosevelt children enjoyed a tree at their cousin's house, but not in their own. In 1902, Roosevelt's 8-year-old son, Archie, stashed some sort of tree in a closet, and one of the electricians rigged up tree lights for it. Remember those tree lights? I told you that, like, scary. Archie decorated it with gifts for each family member and even the family pets. On Christmas Day, he surprised his parents and siblings with the tree and presents. Roosevelt, in a letter the next day, discussed the tree but did not offer a reaction to it. It's not clear why Roosevelt didn't want a tree in the White House. Many printed internet sources claim it was because of concern over the negative impacts of Christmas tree cutting on America's forests. But there seems to be no historical record of Roosevelt publicly addressing this issue. Other contemporary reports claim that Mrs. Roosevelt preferred to celebrate as simply as possible, implying that trees would only add to the overcrowded house. This person has gone through many of T.R. and Alice Longworth, who is T.R.'s eldest child, biographies and memoirs, The Washington Post, New York Times from the era, and numerous histories of the White House, and cannot find a mention of Archie Roosevelt and the secret Christmas tree beyond that one letter written the day after Christmas, 1902. Incidentally, newspaper articles from 1903 to 1908 mention that there will be no tree that year, but speculate about what will happen and if Archie will pull a fast one. Some articles from 1903, 1904, and 1905 claim Archie had a secret tree each of those years, with the writers essentially repeating the events of 1902 as if it just happened for the first time. It's very, so there you go. There's the secret of the story, the myth surrounding the tree in the White House. It's apparently it's true that Roosevelt didn't want it. Archie got a sneaked one in there, according to one letter. That's all we have on it. And the whole thing becomes legend. How about that? All right. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I think we need to go to the phone lines right now and bring in, let's see, Green Diva A and Green Diva B. you guys choose which is which. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Or, well, we could just say Green Diva Lynn and Green Diva Meg. That would work.
I'm thinking like the Cat in the Hat, Green Diva A and Green Diva B.
Okay, well, we can go with that, too. Meg can be A.
Green Diva C, D, and E.
And our Green Devo.
And Green Devo X right here in the studio. It's Meg and Lynn who are the Green Divas. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I was digging the
Happy Hanukkah. Because we're still in Hanukkah. This is great. Hanukkah and Christmas kind of coinciding this year.
Yeah.
I know.
Nobody cares.
I wish I would have put poinsettia leaves in my smoothie this morning after listening to you talk about that.
Put what in there?
The poinsettia leaves.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sugar. They'll be great. You could 500 of them. Shouldn't be a problem.
Right. I was thinking about putting them in about 301. Just to play it safe.
That's fine. That works for me. How is the GDGD radio network coming along? You guys are putting together the Green Divas Global Digital Radio Network, which the Mike Novak Show is part of.
Yeah.
And
ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding. And I know you've got your fundraiser out there, and you're letting folks know that they can have. And I want to have you on before Christmas because you got some great prizes, so this is an opportunity for people to participate in this and also score some swag, I guess. And it's right. Not and it's not just any kind of swag. It's green swag.
It's great green swag.
Green it's what?
Great green
great,
swag.
So it's GG.
Yeah.
Swag.
Triple G.
What do you got going?
Well, I just added a couple today. Because, you know, we're talking to a Chicago audience today. And one of the rewards, if you give $600 to our campaign, it's totally worth it. You'd get a voicemail, your own voicemail, recorded by Bill Curtis.
No.
Yes.
No. Does it? Will he say?
I'm not kidding.
Will you get him to say environment?
Yeah. Well, the other cool thing is you can meet Bill Curtis behind the scenes at Curtis Productions when he's recording his podcast, Earth Matter. So you get to meet him, you get to hang out, see the studio. Travel's not included, but that's in Chicagoland. So that's another really cool reward.
I think people should like that one.
I want
to have.
Do it.
This is Bill Curtis, and Jenny is not at home.
Right.
And I just
Jenny cannot
say,
come to the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Cannot come to the phone. So, well, I got a chance to talk to Bill, and that show will probably go up live this week, before Christmas. And he is he's such a great guy, beyond the voice. You know, he's a really interesting cat who absolutely is motivated to help save the environment and all of us critters on the earth.
And of course, people know that he is right here on WCPT AM and FM as well,
right,
with Earth Matters. And is it basically the same program that's going to be on the Green Divas radio network?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And by the way, just to clarify, we're already up and running. We have 24/7 programming running right now.
Woohoo!
And every day from, well, I'm talking Eastern time because I'm here in New Jersey, but from 2 to 4, you can
hear. Maya, I'm so sorry for you.
I know, I'm sorry. all right.
Oh.
So 1 to 3 in Chicagoland, 1 to 3, you can hear the Mike Novak Show on the Green GDGD radio.
But if they're listening right now, they've already heard it, so there you go.
Yeah, they've already heard it.
But maybe I have to start.
Hear it every day.
I might have to start, you know, just sneaking in new stuff. So say, you know, give people a reason to go there.
I think that'd be fun.
We have other stuff too, and I want to just also mention that there's another sort of bonus thing that's going to happen, and it's going to happen in Chicago. If we raise our goal, which is $50,000, and we're pretty confident we're going to do that, Green Diva Lynn is going to paint her beautiful body with professional body paint and run naked through the streets of Chicago.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I could have sworn I just heard you say that Green Diva Lynn was going to run naked through the streets of Chicago with body paint.
You heard it.
I think I have to also wear, like, shorty shorts to avoid arrest. That might be part of it. I might wear shoes also.
I'm more concerned about you freezing to death this time of year.
Yeah, there's that.
Well, it depends on when we raise the funds.
They're already hedging.
I'm going to plan it to be on a warmer day than like January 1st.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Good call.
Because I don't want to get frostbitten.
There's so many things people could say about that.
I know. There's just insert punchline here.
None of them that we can say on the radio.
Right. We're being good.
No, I can say some of them on the radio, but even so, I don't want to go down that road.
Okay.
Oh, keep
on. She's motivated. I'm telling you, she wants to, you know, run for the earth, run naked for the earth. I don't know.
Yeah, and, you know, I did make it into the Daily Herald on Friday. So I made sure to get an extra copy of it to give to my parents. They'll be so proud.
With that report?
Yeah.
You got to send me that link. Send the link here and send it to me, and I will forward it, and we'll post it on my social media as well.
Oh, okay, great. I want to
get you in as much trouble as possible. That's going to be my goal here.
I was getting in trouble last night. I was going to a couple of neighborhood parties, and everybody was talking about it, and, you know, the men were especially interested.
Of course.
And were offering to just give the whole kit and caboodle just to make it.
You know what? I went through this whole thing in college, all right? I don't know, first of all, why you've gone retro here, because that's totally retro.
Yeah, it is.
It's totally retro. And at the University of Michigan, when I was there, what would happen, there would be a word that would get out that somebody was going to be, there was going to be a streak, okay, a streak in or whatever. And about 18 gazillion boys would show up, all right, just to see what was going to happen. The women didn't care so much. And that gives you an idea, Lynn, of what you're putting yourself up against.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Half of me hopes that we don't raise the money.
No.
I have never done anything like this in my life, believe me.
I'm not sure.
The naked in public is my swimming suit.
Okay. I hope you talked to your shrink about this before you did that.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
But folks need to know that they can go to fundgdgd.com. It's that simple. That's all you got to do is fund. But if you want to listen, you should sample the network.
Yes.
And you can go to the GDGD radio network by just going to thegreendivas.com.
Or you can actually go to gddradio.com, and that will take you to that page.
All right, you guys, you're going to have to clue me in on all your secret little shortcuts, okay?
I know.
So, someday, just give me the list, okay? That would be great. You guys, you got so many links now.
Just type GDGD into Google.
Yeah, right.
And hopefully you get the right thing when you do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll get something interesting.
All right. Tell me what that is again. The
GDGDradio.com.
Okay. GDGDradio.com.
But to make it really happen, we're trying to amplify the voice of Green Reason, and we need everybody to help us do that. And to do it in a big way, we really need to raise this money. So I hope people go to fundgdgd.com just to give that one more plug.
No.
Lynn.
And there was, in addition to Bill Curtis, what else you got up there? I know you had a couple other really cool things.
We do. We have Yale Climate Connections, which is another short
video. No. I'm not interested in the shows. There's great shows on there. I'm talking about the goodies.
Rewards for contributions.
Yeah.
Other than getting a fabulous green network with the best, you know, content anywhere. Yeah.
Right.
Lynn, you go.
Well, the one thing that I love, which you can get now in time for the holidays, in addition to those Bill Curtis rewards, is this thing called Stretch Clock. It's an app, and you put it on your browser, and every hour you get a one-minute video of a stretch. So if you're at work on your computer or wherever, this gets you out of your seat, and you do this stretch with this guy or gal who's in some beautiful location wearing sunglasses. The guy's wearing a suit and tie most of the time, and they take you through a one-minute stretch. And like in one case, you're bending over and they're saying, touch the beach because they're at the beach. And it's just a really great way to break up the day. And it actually makes me so much more productive. And it also reminds me to breathe. And I love it. And that is one of the rewards you get a year long membership for that app.
You
just give $20.
As the commercial says, find your beach.
That's right.
There you go.
We have our Green I Am organic cotton T-shirts. If you give $25, you get one of those.
Neutral. Instead of saying I am a green diva or green devo, we just kept them gender neutral. Green I Am.
Green I Am.
Dr. Seuss going on there.
Gone wild.
That's right. We have a Green Diva's grab bag. That is a reusable Green Diva's tote. Says, I'm a good Green Diva because I remembered my bag. And that has a couple of goodies in it, a $20 e-gift certificate to buygreen.com and a couple of mystery gifts.
Yeah.
What about the Ava Anderson non-toxic gift boxes?
Ooh.
Oh, those are wonderful. You get two different sets. One is a six-piece skincare set, which has cleanser, exfoliator, lip scrub, a couple other things, and then another gift box that has deodorant, which I know you need, Mike, probably more than anybody.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Sorry.
Need some ice in there, Mike.
Wait, I can't hear you. Hello. Hello. Did you go away?
So these are.
By the way, all of Ava Anderson's stuff is super, super clean, non-toxic, organic.
Well, then I'm not interested, all right?
I know, right?
Because I'm stinky and dirty.
We've got a couple of launch parties, which I don't know where mine's not showing up here. Oh, there it is. I've got a Chicago lunch party. So you can give $125 and you can join me wherever this is going to be. We haven't decided.
Are you going to be wearing that paint?
Yes, you will be wearing clothes for that.
I will be wearing clothes, I'm sorry to say.
See, that's why everybody's going to ask you every single time. You have an event, it's like, what's she going to be wearing?
I'm going to live this down.
Oh, what's she going to be wearing? Okay.
There will be a New York area launch party with Meg as well, and the bonus on that one is you get to visit the Green Divas studio where all the magic happens.
Yeah.
All right.
We have a bunch of other ones.
I know you do. And I
don't want to take up your whole show.
And you can't. Because I have the power.
Called him stinky.
You call me stinky.
I should mention the Kalani retreat in Hawaii.
Well, that's important.
That one's at a very discounted price for 7 days and six nights. It's an amazing place. So check that out.
Will do. And everybody else, check it out, too. Go to fundgdgd.com, and they continue to do this. It goes through the holidays, so you don't, if you find you can't do it for the holidays, then, you know, When you're resting afterwards, take a look, and I hope you guys become part of the Green Divas Network. All right, Green Diva Lynn and Green Diva Meg, always great talking to you guys.
Thanks for having us on.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and all that fun.
And happy holidays, and happy Hanukkah, and happy New Year, and and it's solstice. Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's right, today.
We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then your announcer tries to run his, why won't this go over to this side? Come on, you're kidding me here. You're killing me. You're killing me. It was working before. Okay, let's try it now.
In the green room.
You dig.
Rick DeMille weather coming up in just a sec.
Captain's log, stardate 42326.1. The Enterprise is under attack by an apparently hostile life form. Mr. Worf, status report.
Inexplicable, Captain. They appear to be perambulating vegetables. We are being stalked by stalks of asparagus.
That is incorrect, Mr. Worf. Killer asparagus was the subject of a very popular 21st century tome by the brilliant author Mike Novak.
Mike Novak. I'm familiar with his work,
and so am I.
Mike Novak was one of the smartest, funniest people in the horticultural world of the 21st century.
Tell me more, Mr. Data.
He has been variously compared to Mark Twain, Dave Barry, and Edgar Allan Poe.
Raven Gosplach, my favorite holiday dish.
Thank you, Mr. Wolf. Mr. Data, options?
It seems to be available online at aroundtheblockpress.com.
Aroundtheblockpress.com. What do they have to say?
It appears that Mike Novak is a slapstick every gardener.
I prefer my asparagus with a side of patak.
Mr. Wolf, are you joking?
Actually, Captain, I believe he is choking.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Lots of you are baking this week, which means that you need to get locally laid eggs, that is. And of course, you also need
real butter.
One of the things I discovered last week is that locally laid eggs have strong yolk integrity and whites that stand tall in the cooking process. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I do now. Don't you think you should try an egg company that uses local non-GMO corn for feed and plants a tree with every delivery? And their name is funny. Works for me. For a full list of Chicagoland retailers, visit locallylaid.com. Locally laid, because local chicks are better. I didn't know Rick DeMille played the piano that well. Let's bring him in, meteorologist and pianist extraordinaire, Rick DeMille.
is that a piano, an organ, a mellotron, or something you hear at FAO Schwartz?
I believe it's a real piano there.
Is it really?
This is old school here. I'm an old school kind of guy.
I like that.
On the other hand, it might be. I don't know. It sounded like a piano at first.
Yeah. I've never heard the term locally laid eggs before. That's a new one.
Well, they are. I mean, that's the whole point of their product, is that they have farms that are in Indiana, and so they can get the eggs to Chicago quickly, and they're fresh, and they're wonderful. I've tried them. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them at a bunch of places in the area. They did the same thing, you know, and they've got farms in Minnesota. They started in Minnesota in the Minneapolis area, and it worked so well there that they decided, well, let's try this in other places. And so they contract with farms.
So if we're texting locally laid eggs, is that what, LLE?
You just go to locallylaid.com.
Wait. It's a joke. When you text, like, laughing out loud, LOL, locally laid eggs is LLE. That's what I'm getting at, Mike.
Thank you.
you're too much of a pitch man.
I am.
Drop the pitch, get the joke.
No, you know what? They're a great sponsor, I got to tell you.
They sound great. And I have to say, you know, whether it's locally laid or farm fresh, I'm sure they're fantastic. I'm going to have one after the show. How about that?
Run out and get a dozen.
I'm going to come back with one egg in my hand as I walk back from the locally laid egg place, wherever that is. Let me know.
Well, a couple of days ago, I saw a report. A Mr. Roker was out there saying, get ready for the storm of Christmas.
Yeah, there's something that's going to come through here on Wednesday. It's still way out there, early. And the reason why I always emphasize caution when you have the first is that the pattern is going through a state of adjustment. So even last night I happened to be watching local news, and I won't mention the channel, but the person said, well, it's still 5 days out. We won't get into the details, but here's what the computer says we're going to get as far as how much snow next Wednesday, right over in Illinois. And I'm like, no, don't show that. This is what happens is you lock yourself into that. So computer data can be great, you know, but it can also be, you know, wrong. And so you got to be really careful 5 days out by saying this is exactly what we get at this time in this area. And you just got to play it a little bit on the safe side. So experience tells us that after about, 13 consecutive days of cloudy weather in Chicago. When was the last time you saw sun, Mike? Other than on like a greeting card or on TV.
You know, the last time I saw it, it was on Tom Skilling's program when he had people sending in photos where the sun peeked through the clouds and they went, look, the sun.
Right. Yeah, it was two Thursdays ago. I believe it was, the 4th of December. Yeah, that may have been the last time we saw sun. So over the last 14
wait,
days.
Wait. The way that goes, it was the 4th of December, the day I always remember.
Yeah, and then you could try to figure out how to weave locally laid eggs into that.
I guess.
maybe not. But the bottom line is over the last 14 days, we've had a grand total of 4 hours of sun. So here it is. The winter solstice arrives later on this afternoon at 5:03 p.m., I think, something like that. And we need to mention it's the winter solstice. It's not the first day of winter, because obviously here in northern Illinois, the first day of winter started sometime back in like the middle of November.
Yeah.
So I think we know that. But bottom line is the time of the year when you have the shortest amount of sunlight, you go, yeah, so what if it's overcast? I'm busy doing stuff. I'm hanging lights. I'm writing out cards, you know. Our heads are not really poking outside going, I wonder how much sun we're going to get. But this has been a really, really, really dreary period. And that's about to change only because the pattern is about to change. So what we talked about last week was had a couple of storms up the East Coast, a couple of big storms out across the West Coast. And when you get this, you know, kind of benign setup here in the middle part of the country, and you have the shortest period of sunlight. And we have to emphasize, you know, the shortest day of the year, it's not like all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, today we have less sunlight than any other time during the year. We're really only getting about 30 seconds less than what we're getting like about a week and a half ago. This is really a really long period of very low angle sunlight. I think the sun's about 23 and a half degrees above the horizon. And we're lucky we don't have a lot of snow on the ground, because the snow on the ground would have been making it obviously a lot colder. So even though we've had temperatures, you know, in the mid to upper 20s for overnight lows, afternoon highs have only been right around 30 degrees. So we've actually been averaging out near normal much of this week. but that's about to change. So the bottom line is the pattern is adjusting itself. It's going back to a very cold and stormy one. And it looks like it's going to begin to set up sometime on Wednesday. Now, I just looked at some new computer model data. And what I do is I tend to look at the overall large-scale satellite view, and I look at what the atmosphere is showing from a standpoint of wind reports, and then you look at the forecast. So you just don't go straight to a numerical model. So looking at the analysis, it still shows that the atmosphere wants to develop this huge trough right in the middle part of the United States. And everybody knows when you get those, you get a big storm develop eventually. So we know that's going to happen. Exactly where still is yet to be determined by computer models, because when the pattern is adjusting itself, they're trying to figure out where everything is going to set up. And this is going to be like a two-day process. Last night's numerical model run had the snow pretty much anywhere between Chicago and Indiana. This morning's, unfortunately, for those people who love snow, like myself, has actually pushed it a little bit further off to the east. So even though there's still a chance that something could happen right over us or close by, when you start to see these trends develop, and you don't look at one model, you look at maybe two or three or four, maybe even the European, what we call ensemble, it still shows that everything is going to be developing somewhat over us or to the east of us. So is there going to be a big storm in the Midwest? Yes. Is it going to be in somewhere the vicinity between Rockford and South Bend and Green Bay and Indianapolis? Yes. Is it going to be over Naperville or over, you know, Tinley Park? That we certainly don't know. But if you are doing any traveling, particularly driving Wednesday and particularly east, very, very important to pay attention to forecast. Anything west looks good. And I think people are kind of saying, you know what, this will be nice to have a little bit of snow Christmas Eve into Christmas morning, and then it gets out of here. But what we do see, Mike, is definitely a trend towards more cold and more snow in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, but, you know, some people will be disappointed. But you're not going to tell me exactly how much snow is going to fall in Logan Square?
You know what? If I was a betting man right now on this storm,
it sounds like, you know, I'll take a dusting just so I have a kind of a white Christmas. That'd be fun.
Just so your frozen robins could look like frozen
so we can
robins,
look like, right? Well, we won't be singing on Christmas Day. So
All right.
Well, that's good, though. I mean, it's.
Yeah, but I will be sending you information so you can incorporate that into your website and your blog so you can let your viewers, listeners know. Okay.
Oh, that sounds great. We will keep it up. All right, Rick. Well, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Mike, and we'll talk next week.
You betcha. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right. Second hour. Here we go. The annual presentation of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. I hope you enjoy it.
Here comes Santa and his reindeer with a Yuletide message for all to hear.
Wife wouldn't love a modern home freezer and up-to-date range.
A big new refrigerator, a smart steel cabinet sink, a clothes washer or dryer.
An automatic water heater, a wonderful dishwasher.
These are all gifts that do so much to lighten a wife's work. Give her more time to spend with the rest of the family.
So men, take this hint from U.S. Steel.
And you ladies, remind him by singing this song.
Santa had a cup of coffee and he ate a little snack. Throwed his old pack right over his back. Opened the window on his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dasher and Dancer, Vixen and Blitzen, come on here. We're gonna get a going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roofs." Well, the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get hepped up for that midnight race.
Welcome to the second hour of the Mike Novak Show, the country's best deep green gardening and environment program. Heard every week and broadcast from the studios of WCPT, AM and FM in Chicago. This hour of the Mike Novak Show is sponsored by Locally Laid Egg Company, because local chicks are better. Go to locallylaid.com and by Attack of the Killer Asparagus, the funniest book about gardening you will ever read. Go to aroundtheblockpress.com. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it was the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. The reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. Tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no.
All right. Now, when I opened the second hour here, I expected to find a studio full of people. Looking around here. Hey, how you guys doing? Okay. Nobody here yet. All right. That's good. So how you all been rehearsing your roles? Yeah? How's that going? Okay. Well, it's just Mike here in the studio at the moment. I do believe the WCPT players are in the building someplace. And if they're listening to the sound of my voice, they might want to actually come into the studio. That would be a good thing. In the meantime, 773-763-92. Of course, I could have you call 773-763-9278. Except that Helen's not there either. Is this like, is this practical joke? Is this like a Christmas practical joke? Uh-oh. Mr. Sheeter?
We're getting the scripts all taken care of.
Okay. All right,
and
good.
And Scott Duff just arrived.
So everybody, nobody actually walked in here with a script.
No.
Okay.
So okay. Scott Duff just arrived. Our printers are from like 1996, so we're working with it.
Okay. This will be.
We'll let you know.
Okay. So I'll just hang and do some radio, huh?
Until. Ooh, buddy.
Okay. This is live radio, huh? This is how it works.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Perfect time for people to get those gardening questions in.
Yeah. Well, who's going to answer them? You're leaving too. You're getting ready to bolt right out of there.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of in freak out mode. So we're going to take care of this. You do your thing, buddy.
Okay. I came across this the other day. Actually, it was kind of funny because somebody just wandering in the door. All right. There we go. I kind of came across this the other day when I was looking up some other stuff, and it was Mr. Skilling himself who tweeted this. And the weather word, as he tweeted, I meant to bring this up with Rick DeMaio and didn't get a chance to do that. Winter phobias. And there are a number of terms that indicate that indicate you have a winter phobia. There's chymophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of cold or winter. There's chymatophobia or chymatophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of cold or low temperatures. There's cyanophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of snow. There's cryophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of ice storms and blizzards. There's frigophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of cold or cold things. And there's psychrophobia, the irrational or morbid fear of cold temperature. And I don't think I have any of those. It's possible that some of the people coming into the studio now do, Ron Cogill. Do you have any of those phobias, especially when you're trying to do work in the out in wherever it is you do work in the winter?
No.
I mean, because you just got to go.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
I've always wondered about that. It's like, does it make a difference on a job? It's got to make a difference on a job if it's 90 degrees or if it's 10.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, in terms of how the materials are handled and
how they perform, you know, dimensionally they can change, you know, when it gets really cold, along with your fingers, dimensionally they change when it starts to get really cold.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that all does make a difference. And if you're walking on a roof and it's below freezing, there's always you could have a little bit of sheet of ice on there and you're on the ground in no time. So,
yikes.
You know, there's issues with the weather, yeah.
Yeah, there are. So, I'll save this phobia list of pages for you. Look, we got some people in the studio here. All right, they're starting to roll in. You can, Robbie, pull that.
I think he's up there, too.
What? Oh, my goodness. Mr. Rich Cowgill, how are you, dude?
Good morning. Good.
Good to have you here, too. Denny Sheeter's here.
Hey, now.
Robbie's pointing and going,
here, you got to do this. I know.
Those headsets don't work.
Get away. I can do it.
Hey, Mike.
It's getting mean in here.
Mike, would you have, like, cryoarachnophobia? That'd be, like, fear of frozen spiders? Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, always happy to help. I like that one. That's a good one. All right. Holy smoke. Now that everything's coming to life here.
Is the gang here?
Yeah. So you guys tried to deal with the printers.
It's all good. We're here for you.
At the last second. I know you are.
I came prepared. I printed mine up at home.
And he highlighted it, see? And I was going to do that this
morning. There's highlighting.
See, Scott Duff does come through. See, you can tell the pros. The actors in the room, you know. Yep. The ones
it'll become real obvious.
yeah. I have to ask you, Rich, because have you ever done anything like this before?
No.
Okay, that ought to be interesting. The rest of them, I know, have done at least some.
Yes, Robbie and I are seasoned actors with the Mike Novak players. Yes.
There you are.
Yeah.
All right. So they've already been on board with it. So we know how this works.
And normally it's not done live so that you can correct us all the time and, you know, say it with a little more emotion, you direct the whole thing. So I'm curious how that's really going
to
work.
Yeah, we're going to try to get this in.
There's no way you're doing.
Where's Giuseppe? Giuseppe?
Hold on, Giuseppe.
Hello.
Giuseppe Martini, are you in a cave?
Hello, Mike. What? I'm in my car right now.
just the ingredients for a disaster.
It really is.
Throwing in, man. Stirring it up.
One after another. You can see the train in the distance with the light.
Oh, yeah.
Are you on speakerphone there, dude?
Yeah, I got you on the Bluetooth. I'm looking for a place to pull over.
Okay, you do that. I'll pull over. I'll pot you down here. You find a place. We'll get back to you. Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
this is your idea, Novak.
I know it. Now here's the deal. Okay, I've done this for. I don't know if you saw the article that Lars put out in Chicago Radio, Chicagoland Radio and Media. Yesterday, and I thought, oh, my God, where did he get all that information? I had no idea that I had that kind of a history on this. Well, it turns out that I did, and I wrote it 2 years ago, and I don't even remember writing it, but I guess I did. And then he took some of that and ran with it. But I've been doing this since, 1999 at Gargantua Radio down the dial. And and the whole thing started when I was an engineer there, and back when It's a Wonderful Life, the movie, was in the public domain. And what happened is somehow, because it wasn't a very successful film when it came out, it actually lost money when it came out. And for years, people thought of it as, it's okay. It's, you know, and some critics really liked it, but the public did not. Oh, and look who's here, too. Carrie, good to have you here. Step right.
You want to?
I was thinking she could probably work in there with.
Oh, okay.
You were supposed to tell her that, Helen.
At this point, I don't know what's going on anymore. Okay.
It's madness.
It is. There's too many people. So anyway, it was in the public domain, and I knew we couldn't play the 2.5. We could, actually. Literally, you could have played the 2.5 hours audio on the radio, except it wouldn't have made any sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you wouldn't be able to see the pictures. And I thought, well, why not take the most important lines of the movie and turn the movie into a 10-minute piece? And so I recorded the 2.5 hours of the movie, edited it down. This is in the days with razor blades and real recording tape, and created a 10-minute version of it. And they aired it on Gargantua Radio for years. And then they found a way, Republic Films found a way to get the rights back for the movie. And so you couldn't do that anymore because they had the rights, and they now lease them to NBC, which shows the film a couple of times a season. And I thought, well, I've got this. This is too funny. This is really funny. I thought, well, why don't I just memorize it and do it live? And I'll play all the parts except Mary. And that's what I've done for years, is I'll perform this for people, and I'll play all of the parts except Mary, and I have somebody play, usually a volunteer now from the audience. It used to be my buddy, Catherine Gallagher, who's an actor in Chicago. And then she moved to the West Coast, and it was just me. And so I said, well, and it turns out it works great, because you can usually find some sucker. I mean, some volunteer in the audience. Oh, wait, you're playing Mary,
thank
Ron.
You. It's just written across my forehead, right, Ron? Sucker.
And then I thought, you know, why not just do it on the radio, too? Because I got the script here. Let's just read through it. And so at first it was Catherine and I. And then after she moved, I dragged various people in to do it with me. And you guys are the latest incarnation. And I'm glad to have such a wide range of backgrounds and capabilities here in the room.
Notice he didn't say
skill
talent.
Sets. There, right?
He didn't say talent.
Rich, I like that. Skill sets. Okay? So left to right in the studio, and you can identify yourself in the part and or parts you're playing. Well, now where's Carrie? Is she getting in here at all?
She's coming. She's running around.
There she is. The door just swung open.
It's like, you know, the show is actually going on, Carrie. all right, left to right. We'll start with Robbie Earhart.
Of Mighty House Radio Show.
Yes, and you're playing?
I'm Mary.
Oh.
Yeah. Sweet, kind, innocent, naive Mary.
Yes, exactly. Donna Reed. Have you always wanted to be Donna Reed?
Yes.
Who hasn't? Nice.
Me too.
I know. Me three.
I know, right?
Scares us.
Yeah. Mr. Cowgill, Ron?
Yes.
Yes.
I am playing Uncle Billy again.
Yes. Reprising the role.
Sure. And then you made me go learn Wild Irish Rose.
So, oh.
So that was in your email, so I went and learned that for you.
Oh,
which was easy with his strong Irish background.
Yes.
You know what? It was in the email, and I have I don't know if I still have it here, because you did send it to me, and that's really cool. If I can find that, we might just play that.
I've got Wrenchers Roundup dude sitting next to me.
Yeah.
It is in my Dropbox folder. I put it. Wrenchers Roundup dude, it's in my box. I don't know if it's.
Okay. Dennis. I think I can get that.
Uh-oh.
Did you find it?
Wait. Wrenchers Roundup. Wait, hold on a second here. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, it should be here. I don't. The problem is I don't have my real email. I'm doing. Don't even talk to me about my computer problems lately. If you've got it in the Dropbox, I may have you run and get it. But you know what? It'd be even better just to have Ron sing it.
Agreed.
Yeah, I say we do that.
Yes. Agreed.
It ain't happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll sing. Maybe we'll sing it with you.
Okay, there
you go. I'll bet Scott Duff knows My Wild Irish Rose.
Oh, especially the Uncle Billy part.
Oh, good.
In my wild Irish Rose. See, I'm all right.
Hey, but that's the way right. I used to. That's what I used to sing it. And then he go, oh, no, you're not singing it right. Because I would just say, he's drunk, right?
Yes.
It's not supposed to be good.
Oh, Novak, let go. Let go.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks.
Okay. Redder's Roundup Dude, a.k.a. Dennis Sheeter. Good morning.
Oh, hey, how's it going? I'm going to be St. Joseph.
As always, as in last year's.
Yeah, yeah. Ernie and Mr. Welsh.
Ah, Mr. Welsh. All right. Scott Duff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From out Chicago. Hey, I am, as always, playing God.
and I want to just make it clear, it now proves that God is gay.
Okay. That's right.
All right. We have proven it right here on the Mike Novak Show.
Everything fabulous. Oh, yeah. And I will also be playing Mean Man, the challenging role of Mean Man.
Mean Man.
Sam Wainwright and of course, Zuzu.
Which, talk about challenging.
I'm a chameleon. It's actually not the first time that I played a little girl.
Karma Chameleon?
Karma Chameleon, yeah. No, actually, years ago, in Cloud Nine, I played a 4-year-old girl.
Did
on
you
stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So you, I've got the chops got going it, on here.
All right.
That's a trip.
I'm frightened now. Okay. Rich Cowgill?
Good morning. I'll be playing Bert.
Is that it? Didn't we give you something else?
Not Bert.
Wait.
Is there something else?
I all right. Now, hold on. Let me go.
What's the email say there, Rich? He's got it up. I'm sure.
I can look. It says
Salesman Peter Bailey and Bert.
Oops.
Uh-oh. Are you prepared?
What does it say that?
I think that's what was sent to you. But they're not highlighted in there?
Salesman? No.
Yeah. Look at
You got it? You got it, Rich? Salesman?
Rich, I'll tell you where.
Salesman, Bert, and...
Page 3. Right at the top. That's yours, too.
Yeah, we can figure them out. I can read it. That's
yeah,
a good thing.
So just mark that down, top of page 3. And then, hey, folks, this is our rehearsal. Here we are, live on the air.
It's going to be 10:50 by the time we get to this thing.
No, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. And then, let's see. And then Peter Bailey is, because he dies early.
Okay.
He's on page 2.
So, Rich, you got that, Rich?
Who?
Peter Bailey.
Page 2.
Okay.
You're that. So, anyway. Okay.
So, he's going to be cold reading this, yeah. Folks.
That's none of us.
Yeah, we're all cold reading.
Bryce, yeah.
This is going to be easy enough. It's sort of like following the instructions to put something together. You pretty much see the paper, but you just follow the picture on the box.
You're right.
Okay.
All right. And then, so you got, do you see that on page 2, Peter Bailey?
Yep.
And then one more, bottom of page 3.
Yep.
All right. So now you're set.
So if Novak just points to you, then just start reading, whatever, wherever
That's
we
right.
are.
Exactly.
If he points to you, then you just go.
Go.
Or if I just say, Rich!
Uh-huh.
All right. All right.
All
so,
ready, then.
And into the Ebola-proof booth, we've got...
Sealed with duct tape.
H. Kellen Kiernan, which is her stage name. Do you like that?
No. The H is what Facebook arbitrarily made me put on. Because they won't let trans people change their names.
So... All right, well.
My birth name is Helen. I'm changing it to Kellen, but they won't let me change that initial, so I just had to put H. Kellen on Facebook.
They won't let you change your initial. That just seems rude.
It's very rude.
So Kellen will be playing. Are you going to tell us?
Hairy Man. Hairy Man. Right?
No, not Hairy Man.
Hairy comma man.
How about Harry Pete, man at meeting and truck driver? How's
that? All right. Sounds good to me.
All right. Now share the microphone with Carrie.
He's talking to you.
She doesn't have headset.
She can't hear anything. Why don't you let her go in the big room?
Because I don't like her. No, come on in here, Carrie.
Go in there.
God. I thought that would work in there, but I was so mistaken because we're already sharing a lot of mics here. What would you?
Is this part of the play like where everything is a disaster beforehand, but then we all come together for peace?
Exactly.
That's exactly how it works.
All right. Hi, Carrie. It's good to have you here. All right. Wait. Oh,
where are you going?
There you go.
I'm here. Hi.
And Carrie works with Out Chicago. And other shows on the station. Who are you playing, Carrie?
Janie and Violet. Oh. And I think I was supposed to be a man, too, but it's highlighted on Helen's script, so.
Man in the street. Oh, you don't have a script?
No.
We're going to share. It's fine.
We can share.
Yeah. All right.
We're all good.
Oh, boy.
I stayed up all night memorizing my lines.
I'm sure you did.
I did them in many voices.
This is going to be wonderful. Okay. Okay, well, everybody's been introduced here, and yes.
Have you introduced?
And we forgot. We left Giuseppe Martini.
Thank you.
He's going through a tunnel. He's going through a tunnel. What did you say?
Giuseppe, are you there?
Hello, Mike. Cheerful holidays to you and to everyone in your audience.
I miss that man. Dear Lord.
That was almost a non sequitur there. Okay. Mr. Martini, are you ready for your part?
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this thing.
Okay. Lordy, lordy, lordy. Okay.
Riveting radio.
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be to do this. I'm certainly not going to get any readier than this. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the train wreck that is the Mike Novak Show.
We're all on board.
I wish I'd have brought my train whistle. Oh, I should have had that here with me today. For the time and perhaps the very last, we present the radio, the WCT play, the WCPT players in It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, hello, Joseph. Trouble?
A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey.
Joseph, send for Clarence.
You sent for me, sir?
Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help.
Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings?
Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
See the town?
Hey, who's that?
That's your problem, George Bailey. That's him when he was 12.
Help, George, help!
Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter! Who's that?
That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the country. The county,
Mr.
actually.
Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got.
Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me. He's not a failure. He's the biggest man in town, bigger than you, bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you till the day I die.
Hello, Mr. Gower. Don't hit my sore ear again! Don't hit my sore ear again!
Genuine English cowhide, combination lock, fitted up with brushes, combs.
No. I want a big one! What'd you stop it for?
I want you to take a good look at that face.
Who is it?
George Bailey.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? Why I only wear this when I don't care how I look?
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house.
You wouldn't consider coming back to the building alone, would you?
I want to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party.
Hee-haw!
Oh, Sam Wainwright. Well, hello.
Hello.
And
dance by the light of the moon.
A hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
George, come on home, quick. Your father's had a stroke.
Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend, Peter Bailey.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him, but to you, a warped, frustrated old man, their cattle. Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving right now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here. He's your man.
My wild Irish rose. I'm all right. I'm all right.
I know. I know. He didn't go.
That's right.
Well, hello, Mary. I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a minute.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary, Mary, Mary.
George, George.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over there at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run.
If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen. 3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it. Close the door. We made it. Look, look, look. We're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast. A toast to Mama Dollar and a Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick.
Bada bing, bada boom. I own the house. I'm Giuseppe Martini. You got a problem with that?
Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough.
I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but... Just what exactly did you want to see me about?
The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No.
Joseph, show him what happened today.
$8,000. Whoops.
We've got to find that money.
Oh. I'm no good to you.
And then Uncle Billy says,
I'm no good to you.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Dun, dun, hello, dun, Daddy. Dun, dun, dun.
Must she keep playing that?
Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it.
Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah?
How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it.
Oh, well, Daddy.
Wait for it. It says, he pauses and looks around.
Sorry.
What's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on, play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Is Daddy in trouble?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. Misappropriation of funds. Malfeasance. Manipulation.
Georgie, why are you drinking so much? It's Christmas Eve. Come on, forget about it.
Bailey, next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse.
Now, look at what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going.
Help! Help! Well, who are you then? Clarence Oddbody, AS2. AS2, what's that AS2? Angel, second class. Why'd you want to save me? Oh, that's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel. Well, you look about like the kind of angel I'd get. What'd you say? I said I wish I'd never been born. Oh, no, you mustn't say... Wait a minute. Joseph? You've got your wish. You've never been born. Well, what I need is a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Where's my car?
I beg your pardon?
My car. I'm the fella that owns the car that ran into your tree.
You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? Why, you mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel. Clarence. Every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings. That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings. You're crazy, that's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
Where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie, don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right. 320 Sycamore?
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watch them, Bert.
Bert, Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember? Mother, This is George. I thought sure you'd remember me. All I know is that this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses? Gone. Where's Harry? Dead. Where's Mary? Virgin, you're not going to like it, George. Where's Mary? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library. Ah, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings. Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Mary, please. Oh, don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Ah!
Stand back.
Oh, my God. Woo! Help me, Clarence. Please. I want to live again. Please, help me, Clarence.
George, hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert. Get out of here. I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam hell are you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert, what do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan. Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Happy New Year to you in jail.
Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Kids, Janie, Tommy.
Daddy.
Zuzu, my little ginger snap. How do you feel?
Fine. Not a smidge of temperature.
George.
Oh. Let me touch you. Are you real? You have no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George. Come on downstairs. Come on in. Uncle Billy, everybody.
Mary did it, George. Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble, and they all scrounged around town and collected some money. And boy, was that great.
Harry.
a toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
All right, but you're all sing all legs on. Here we go.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
For all the pain, my dear. For all.
Are you singing, Martini?
We'll take a cup of kindness yet. For all the anxiety.
Oh,
yay! Oscars have been won on less.
You're absolutely, you know, right.
I always love the fact that, like, the worst thing that could possibly happen is that Mary turns into an old maid. I mean, like, Brother Harry dies. No. Billy is a drunk and crazy, and he's locked up in an asylum. But Mary's an old maid, and she's a librarian. A job that requires a master's. You know?
Well, it is her entire value as a woman.
It is. It is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Are you there with us, Rob?
Hello.
Did you survive?
Yeah, we're great. That was great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little frightened for the future, but other than that, I'm... no. Thanks. Thank you so much, Rob. I know you got to go.
Thank you, everybody. I couldn't be there today.
And always, as always, a unique interpretation Giuseppe Martini.
I'm parked illegally, so I gotta move now. But, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. And also, I have to admit, several unique interpretations in the studio today, especially Zuzu.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right.
I think...
That's how Zuzu was meant to be read.
Absolutely.
A Zuzu for the ages.
Yes. A 21st century Zuzu for this crazy mixed up times that we live in.
Oh, well, guys, we got through it, and it was like in about 10 minutes.
Wow.
Next year we should learn the words to Auld Lang Syne, though. Maybe.
Why?
No.
That's why you just hum it. You just start humming. And
right. I was humming. And,
that's why everyone gets drunk before they sing it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
And then
nobody worries about it at all. That's all that's required of you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm kidding. Actually.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
You guys are all welcome to sit around to the end of the show. And it's, I don't have anything else planned.
Oh, no,
it's
not like supposed to take longer than
that. I kind of thought, yeah, that we'd come skidding in at about 10:59 is what I was.
It's the professionals that we are.
Yeah, really. They are.
I mean, you nailed it. You guys nailed it. So, you know, I'll tell you what, we'll take reviews at 773-763-9278. That'll be scary, Helen. So get ready for
the first caller's going to ask if that's a misuse of FCC policy.
Yeah, the license may be denied here in the future. All right, let me take care, actually, of some business. Here.
Don't you have some live reads or something?
I do. I have one right here, and then I have some recorded stuff too. So let's start with this one, which is, remember when I talked about how some of you were starting to sweat a little bit? I talked about this last week because it was getting close to you know what, and you didn't have a gift for you know who. Guess what? We're way past that now. We're at crunch time, and it doesn't get any better from here. Unless you listen to my advice and order your friend, and I'm using air quotes here, why, I don't know, a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. They don't even have to have a copy on their hands on, you know, X Day. A simple card with a simple note saying they are in store for a year-long treat of gardening knowledge will suffice. Long after they've forgotten how bad Cousin Gail's holiday casserole was, they will still remember your generosity, and they will be reminded of that 6 times during the year. They'll also get my column on the inside back page. Like Cousin Gail's casserole, after all, Kind of like it, I should say. Chicagoland blew the punchline, huh? You gotta love that. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. Give a subscription or get one for yourself this holiday season. Go to ChicagolandGardening.com or call 888-265-3600. 888-265-3600. I need a picture. I'm going to take a picture of this. Don't you guys? You just sit right there. I'm going to play this and I'm going to take a picture so people can see what's going on in studio.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
This is Mike Novak. Enjoy local food all winter long at Winter Farmers Markets, hosted by 15 different Chicago faith congregations on select Saturdays and Sundays from November through March. Your purchase of local sustainably produced food helps support regional farmers. The markets are organized by Faith in Place, a nonprofit that inspires people of diverse faiths to care for the earth through connection, education, and advocacy. Go to faithinplace.org and click on Winter Farmers Markets for a schedule and to learn more.
Captain's log, stardate 42326.1. The Enterprise is under attack by an apparently hostile life form. Mr. Worf, status report.
They appear to be perambulating vegetables. We are being stalked by stalks of asparagus.
That is incorrect, Mr. Worf.
Mr. Data, be more specific.
Asparagus officinalis, or killer asparagus, was the subject of a very popular 21st century tome by the brilliant author Mike Novak.
Mike Novak. I'm familiar with his work.
Of course. Attack of the Killer Asparagus is required reading at Starfleet Academy.
Tell me more, Mr. Data.
He has been variously compared to Mark Twain, Dave Barry, and Gwynoch of Ningladore.
Captain, shields are failing.
Thank you, Mr. Worf. Mr. Data, options.
Captain, it seems to be available online at aroundtheblockpress.com.
Aroundtheblockpress.com. What do they have to say?
It appears that Mike Novak is a slapstick every gardener, taking all our self-delusions, mishaps, and confusions and playing them for big laughs.
That's not very helpful, Mr. Data.
No, it is, however, highly accurate.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Hi, I'm Peggy, and I have exciting news to share. Natural Awakening, Chicagoland's only monthly magazine dedicated to healthy and green living, is now available throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Natural Awakenings features articles about fitness, local food and drink, healthy kids and families, even healthy pets. We also cover gardening and environment, sustainable building, energy conservation, and green living. We include local news and a calendar to help you stay connected. I can guarantee that in each month's issue, you'll discover a new health tip, a tasty recipe, a new business in your neighborhood, or something that makes your life better. Natural Awakenings is free and available throughout the city and suburbs or online at nachicagonorth.com. Call us today at 847-858-3697. That's 847-858-3697. Natural Awakenings. Feel good, live simply, laugh more.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yes.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, holy Jesus Christ.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in the
one-horse open sleigh. Ain't that nice?
And that's just by way of showing that even the great ones make mistakes, right?
That was beautiful.
Just to make us feel better.
Just right.
Okay.
Even Derbingle himself. There's a hand up, and this is really weird because I'm not used to people raising their hands to speak on my show. Yes, Robbie
Earhart.
They
used to make me hold like a pen.
We had a talking stick.
Yes, when I wanted to speak, because they weren't used to having three people. It was just the two guys at first, so I used to hold a pen. But I was going to add on to your last-minute Christmas gift idea of the Chicagoland Garden magazine.
Sure.
How about a romantic evening at Morton Arboretum, and you walk through the Morton Arboretum, see the lights, and you listen to the frozen robins sing? I mean, what could be more romantic than that? It's going to be a beautiful night.
Helen likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know somebody who sings with the frozen robins, and I was going to ask because I'm not sure what the schedule is, but it's Illuminati, is it? I know.
Illuminated, what?
I like Illuminati.
I know, Illuminati.
It's the end of the world and at the Morton Arboretum.
But what is it called?
Illumination.
Illumination. It's beautiful. And the frozen robins are going to be walking around.
That is absolutely true. Now, I always get confused here whether that's mic four and then mic two. I was going to turn one of these.
And these are, they're backwards. So just invert the middle. Invert the two middle ones.
So I should go like that, and you're probably still on.
I am.
See? Got it right.
Yep.
There we go.
It's backwards.
I can never figure it out.
I know.
It's still, after, what, three years now? I still can't figure this.
I still do it,
can't figure out the
So
the
I always just hit them both, and then I'm covered.
He does a great job driving it, though. Just figure it out and go with it.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's those things, actually, Robbie, those are good ideas. What?
Not me.
Was that you, Rich?
Hearing
that wasn't
some
me.
Caroling is a good idea, right? Checking out the lights.
Okay. The idea of doing things together as Christmas gifts and... I have to tell you, I've gotten so many pitches in my emails. In you guys are something. I'm going to post this picture of you guys. Rich, I don't know if you can see him over there.
I don't normally get to sit on this side, so I just put my feet up. What the heck?
That's right. You're not driving the spaceship.
Is
here.
The view better, Ron?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
You know, you could take over this show too. It's just you guys should have this Saturday and Sunday versions of Mighty House.
Well, they could do a repeat. They could just replay our Saturday show on Sunday. I think that's better.
And I think we ought to just all Sunday and all Saturdays just Mighty House 24/7.
Sure, why not?
It's a Mighty House marathon.
As long as we don't have to be here for it.
But I'm totally into the sort of low stress, non-stuffy, non-stuff things for Christmas. Support a garden center.
Yep.
And so when they do go in, they can buy plants and stuff that they can grow themselves and enjoy into the future. A gift certificate to a museum. What on the hardware side would be something, the equivalent of something like that?
You could do a, how about that for tools, Rich?
Well, we just said cordless screw guns. I mean,
you
got to have one in every household.
Right. That's what you guys said. The cordless screw gun is the best.
Yeah, that's tools. We're going to go for tools.
Yeah, you are every single time.
Yeah.
But Robbie's into clutter clarity.
De-stressing. It's beautiful there.
The de-stressing part is
right.
Good.
No,
she just buys
lights.
Everybody the dumpster in a bag.
I've seen those. They're hysterical. But
idea.
The Brookfield Zoo, the Lincoln Park Zoo, do a family thing. It's not 30 below zero, get outside.
Yeah, the winter is quite manageable this year. And I kind of like the idea. But the point I was going to make is I'm getting so many pitches in the mail for good organizations as well. Things you believe in, whether it happens to be Heifer International, which is a great organization to give to, or Habitat for Humanity, or if you believe in environmental organizations, give to an environmental organization. Even do that as a gift certificate to a friend I've given in your name.
Right.
Here we go. I really didn't want to add...
To your clutter.
To the clutter.
Mm-hmm. See, check that out.
Or you know what? Take a friend volunteering. You mentioned Habitat for Humanity, the Restore. They need volunteers. So you know what? If you're off a day or two around the holidays. A lot of offices are closed.
I mean, that's a great thing for Habitat as well, because in the old days it was, you got to go and pick up a hammer, and some of us are not too competent with hammers and saws and electric tools that can chop off body parts.
Are actually, like, larger companies that do job builds. We just did one with 60 employees, and it went everything from framing to just painting. Some were laying sod. Some, you know what I mean? So there's plenty you can do on a build if you contact them. So
right.
And it's a good day out.
Yeah, it's not too late to do some sort of volunteering with a friend and then go for coffee or a lunch or something. Go to a senior citizen home. There's a lot of, and then that would be your gift, lunch and helping.
Or, yeah, and you know, you can, or activism. Drag a friend to a protest. Drag a friend or sit down with a friend and write letters to your congressman, to your senator, and say, okay, look, we never get around to this. Here's what we'll do. We'll have coffee together. Mm-hmm. We'll sit in there, and we'll both have our laptops or pen and paper, because that's even more effective. And we will send these out together, and then we'll make sure we get in the mail. Boom, done.
Boom, done.
I know. I picked that up. I picked things up. I picked things up.
I noticed you pick up the Trixie thing, too.
Do you want me to say that once here so that you can use it again?
What's that?
Trixie.
We got to go.
Trixie's getting mad at us. So
oh, no.
We got to go to break.
I do that.
I know. I hear myself on your show all the time.
I know. It's like, wait a minute.
Wait. Okay, you guys talk amongst yourselves here.
That's easy. We can do that.
Let me wait. I think I've got one I can play here. Oh, to play one more thing here, because I've been doing this for the holidays. That you guys will enjoy this while I'm searching something else. You have no idea what that is?
No.
Ron?
She was singing it. What do you mean?
Well, I just figured it was going to come up Mr. Machine again. But you're much older than I am, Ron. So.
Yeah, well.
Do you remember that one?
No.
Ah!
No. But
Rich?
I don't either. I thought you were going Mr. Magoo.
Where I grew up, we had
Mr. Machine.
We had two TV stations, and one didn't come in very well. So, you know, that... If it was a TV show or something like that, then, that's not going to work very well for me.
Wow. Okay. That's all right.
What is it?
Oh, it was a toy from the 60s.
Oh.
Okay. And I just kind of,
Mr. Machine.
That was.
You have to Google it.
That's my, my world, I guess. So.
Okay.
It must have cost more than $2.
Not at that time, probably. Who knows? It probably did. It probably did a little more than that. Oh, okay. Let's play one more for you here, since we're doing holiday stuff.
That sounds like Halloween.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, man.
Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy.
That's frightening.
I know. It is, isn't it?
What time do you need to get out of here?
Is
gone.
I take it right up the end. I just talk.
Oh, really?
I just talk it down.
Wow.
Oh, Ron has his 2-minute show closed, so he has to go through the whole thing.
I know. He's got to go. He goes through his list. But, that's not a bad place to start, with all the folks who have helped the show this year, because we're at the holidays, and I want to thank you to H. Kellen Kiernan.
Just Kellen, if you please. Thank you.
Thank you. And all the folks who aren't here, like Lisa Albrecht and Sarah Batka and Rob Carthol as the bizarre Giuseppe Martini.
Uh-huh.
And Carol Brewer, who are the stalwarts, who've been the stalwarts this year, and all the folks who came in today, you guys here, and Scott Duff, who's getting ready for Out Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to get Ellen Miller. She was double booked. She was busy. But she's running in here.
What about Renters Roundup Dude?
And Renters Roundup Dude. Well, Dennis is the man. He's here for me always on Sunday.
Yep.
It's not like
us
on,
too
on, on Saturday when you got a cast of thousands. It's sometimes it's like me and him running around making sure things happen.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. And to Kathleen, who does all my web work.
Your boss.
Thank you. And to my listeners, I appreciate it. Everything you guys do and listen and your calls and your suggestions, I think they're all fabulous. And I'm looking forward to many, many more. And one other guy I want to thank.
Thanks, Mike Novak.
Excellent.
Yes, because without me, this wouldn't happen.
This wouldn't happen. And at this point, we say, go green or go home. Merry Christmas, everybody.